Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 31, Managing Chronic Pain in Work. This episode covers the reason why you suffer from chronic pain and tightness at work and the strategy and tactics you can use to manage this going forward. So if you suffer from chronic pain, you know the fear and frustration of trying to deal with it in work. Maybe worry that you won't last through a long meeting, getting annoyed at your desk because you can't concentrate on your job, trying to appear normal, but the tightness and pain is just doing your head in. An ergonomic chair or a standing desk isn't the answer. It's only treating the symptoms, not the root cause. So in this episode, I'll show you the real reason why this happens and how to finally manage it so that you can thrive and work again. Okay, so for this episode, as I said in the intro there, we'll go through the reason why. Why is this happening, first of all, and then we'll dive into some strategies and tactics that I used on myself and I use with clients in the Physical Freedom Program. So why is this happening? I would have talked about this in different podcasts and actually a recent newsletter that I wrote called The Story of the Human Body. It's on my website, so if you click through to the website, go to newsletters, you'll see it there. That explains it all. Okay, that explains the why, but to go through it briefly, we are living in an environment that the human body is not designed for. Okay, so if you know nothing about evolution, go and read that newsletter, it'll blow your mind. That was one of my entry points into getting back my physical freedom and seeing how it was possible all those years ago. So that's essentially the big problem. It's not that there's something wrong with your hip or something wrong with your back and that's why you're getting tight in work. The bigger picture problem is that humans are not designed to sit down for 8 hours a day and not move. Okay, that's the real problem. So, you know, that's why I said in the intro, things like an ergonomic chair or a standing desk, they're not actually the answers. Like, they can help a little bit, but as I said, it's more treating the symptoms, not the root cause. And once you've listened to this whole episode, you'll see the truth behind it and you'll stop kind of chasing the things that aren't the real answer and you can work on the things that are. Okay, so that is the real reason, that we're not designed, like we're hunter-gatherers, so we're designed to have a lot of movement, basically. So a lot of movement variety spread throughout the day, that's taken away from us, from modern life, and it's not going anywhere. That I'm, you know, the mobility man, and I'm sitting here at a desk. I've been sitting here for, you know, what, 5 hours work today so far, so we can't get away from it. So, yeah, we have to just address it, like we're saying, through different strategies and tactics, which we'll get into. So I broke this one down into 3 points of, again, like I said, managing the chronic pain and tightness in work. The first point is actually understanding a little bit about what pain is, okay? Point two is the strategy, point three is the tactics. But again, if you're listening to all my podcasts, you're probably like, why is he banging on about pain? You need to understand it. Like, all these things are around chronic pain, tightness, injuries, whatever. It's all usually based around pain. And if you want to solve something, you have to know what it actually is. There's no other way around it. So if you are just hearing about pain for the first time, when I go through a few of these things, go to my YouTube and there's a big free resource there on what pain is and how to manage it. Okay, but a few just high level points from it is that pain is an output from the brain. Okay, so if you're getting, you know, tight neck and work, tight back and work, back pain, hip pain, whatever, it doesn't mean that that body part is damaged because it's actually an output that's coming from your brain. So for example, if we put anesthetic in your arm and hit your arm with a bat, you wouldn't feel anything. Why is that? Because the nerves that are going up to your brain are numbed. Okay, so that's one point. I'll just give you like 4 high-level points with 1 or 2 sentences each. And then, as I said, if you want to dive more into the pain, go watch the free resource on YouTube. So it's an output from the brain. It's a survival instinct is the second one. So it's leading back to the evolution stuff at the start, that your brain is just trying to protect you. And it doesn't understand that we're safe in this office, like what this modern life is. It doesn't know any of this stuff. We still have the primal hunter-gatherer brain. And skipping on then, request for change. Yeah, that's, look, rather than going too deep into these for this episode, that's a good way to think of it, is a request for change. If you're, you know, sitting there for hours, you're getting a very tight neck, just think of it like that. It doesn't mean your body's broken, your neck's broken, or whatever. It just means that the brain is kind of like, look, something's a bit weird here, like request for change, like get up, move your neck, do something. That's a better way to think of it. And the last one then, yeah, perceived threat. That's one that really helped me as well, because the brain is just trying to keep us alive, that's all it is. So if we're getting like tightness and pain, sometimes it can think, yeah, it's perceived threat. Like, pain doesn't mean damage, it just means the brain is kind of thinking something's going on here. You know, we need to change, we need to do something. easier kind of ways to think of it. And then the biopsychosocial model of pain is how you learn a lot more about that. We'll leave it there. You can pop over to YouTube for the rest of that. Okay, so that's just quick understanding of pain. I'm always going to put that in because there's no point. Look, you can have all the strategies and tactics in the world. If you don't actually know what pain is, you're always going to struggle. So moving on then, few strategies and tactics on how to manage this. I love that kind of view on it, like it's coming from the military. If you're following me on Instagram and stuff, you'll know I love Jocko Willink, ex-Navy SEAL commander. And that's what they would use. Like they would have a strategy and then they would have tactics. So these are different and it's important to know the difference. The strategy is like the long-term vision or the long-term plan. Then the tactics are like smaller little plans that you can use within the strategy. Okay, so they're different. So the strategy is the long-term plan, then the tactics, that's what you use like within your plan. So you could have one strategy for 5 years and lots of different tactics on how to complete that strategy. And there can be lots of different tactics as well. There'll be no like one best tactic. So on the strategy then, we need a mobility plan. You need some sort of movement mobility plan for your body. And I love the line, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Like if you're someone in work now, you know, however long you're working, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years, and like your neck always gets tight or your hip always gets tight, and you have no plan to work on this, you're not going to overcome it. You know, there's no way around it. Like just even listening to this podcast, it'll be a lot more information now than other things, like just watching a quick movement. But you need some sort of plan, even if it's not from a coach like me, like your own little plan. You need some sort of plan or you're never going to get any success with this. So that's the first thing. You need some sort of plan and then you'll test and iterate until you find success and consistency. That's another line I love. And as I said, whether that's through a coach or on your own, you need some sort of plan and you need to test the plan to see is it actually working or not. And if it's not working, you change it and you keep going like that until you start getting some bits of progress. So for the mobility plan, I'll obviously give you a bit of information on the way I do the client plans. I break it up into daily movements and then into harder movements. So I do this for a number of reasons, which I won't go into all of it now. But a basic one is that breaking it up into daily movements, so like 5 minutes a day, easy movements, and then 30 minutes three times a week for harder movements. The easy movements, you'll do them every day, just like brushing your teeth. So, you know, if you're very busy, you can't do the harder movements. You're still going to get in the basic daily movements, brushing your joints, just like you brush your teeth. And this will help with the chronic pain and the tightness and everything as well. Okay, so that is the strategy. You need some sort of plan in place to work on this. You know, if your only plan is, oh, I have a standing desk, it's not gonna work. And you can try these things for yourself. Look, humans learn from experience. You probably won't take it from me. Do it for a while. See how it goes. They will help. Don't get me wrong. Look, I've been in work. I've had a standing desk. I've had the ergonomic chair and everything. But when we get to the tactics now and what I'm going to mention here, you'll see how this is more the route you need to go. Okay, so we understand what pain is. We have our strategy. We're working on it already. But then now, three. First, some of the tactics when we're in work. Like we're going to have to work whatever it is, 8 hours a day or maybe more sitting in chairs or whatever your job is. Okay, so the tactic that we can use here, there's lots of different tactics. I'm just going to give you one, is movement snacks. Okay, so brilliant one that helped me so much when I was in the 9-to-5s. Movement snacks. So what that means basically, just like a coffee snack or whatever, that's what you want to do. You want to build into your work daily routine little movement snacks. So instead of sitting down for 4 hours, wait until your neck is so tight, that's basically my one, wait until my neck is so tight and then getting up and, you know, and being annoyed and frustrated and trying to stretch it out, every hour and a half you get up. Or every hour you get up. Like we're trying to be proactive now instead of reactive, which is a huge part of this. We don't just wait until things get very tight. We're trying to have movement snacks that are going to break up. The main reason that I was saying is just the sitting all the time, the lack of movement. And I'll give you a line here that really helped me on my journey. Because when you first go into this, maybe you're at this stage, you think, oh, it's about posture. My posture is bad. My shoulders round forward. That's why my neck is tight. I just need to fix my posture. And then you dive more into that and you're like, oh, posture and symmetry. Oh, my left hip is a bit higher than my right hip. My hips are asymmetrical. I need to chase symmetry. Now I need the symmetry and the good posture. And oh, I need the ergonomic chair for the... It just goes down this massive rabbit hole, which, long story short, posture is not the reason for pain. You can have a terrible posture and no pain, or you can have a perfect posture and pain. So long story short, again, it's not the rabbit hole to dive into. And Do it yourself. I've done it for years. Not the way. So the line that I wish I heard back then is, there is no perfect posture. The only bad posture is the one you spend too long in. That is the crux of this episode. The only bad posture is the one that you spend too long in, aka sitting all day. Doesn't matter if you're sitting with a slouched back, you're sitting in the ergonomic chair with perfect posture, you're standing with perfect posture at your standing desk, or you're leaning with your elbow onto the... It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Like, none of these are bad postures. They're only going to be, quote, bad if you spend all day in them. That's when the issues are going to start. So, like, you'll figure this out yourself. All these different postures will do. It'll just move tension onto different muscles. If I sit perfectly straight now in my chair, I feel my lower back working to keep me up. Cool. If I slouch forward, the tension goes more onto my neck now. If I lean to the right, I feel a bit of a stretch and tension on the left side of my body. So, you see, it's all the same thing. Like, it's just moving the tension around your body. It's not going to actually solve anything in terms of, like, oh, if I just stand this way, sit this way, the chronic pain is going to go away. Or the tightness. It doesn't work that way. So, again, worth repeating. I've still used the line to this day, clearly. The only bad posture is the one that you spend too long in. So that's what you should be thinking. My neck again and work. Oh, maybe I should do this stretch. Maybe. Oh, yeah, actually, it's not to do with the posture. It's the only bad one is I'm spending too long here. I need to get up and move. I need a movement snack. I need to get up from my desk. And, yeah, go that way. So to give you a few options then. Sorry, let me just go back here. Did I miss anything on that? No, I've kind of covered all that. Yeah, the main issue is the lack of movement. It's not a certain posture. Brackets, huge. Well, I think I just emphasized that a second ago. Because, yeah, I don't want you to chase in the wrong goal like I did for years. You know, and as I said there, yeah, look, the analogies. It's just like you're playing a game with the wrong rules. That's kind of what we're doing. If we think, oh, I just need a better chair. I just need the standing desk. I just need to learn about posture and sit in a better posture, whatever. You know, yeah, it's just like playing a game with the wrong rules. Like, you're just not going to win. So to give you a few options on what you can do, and these are the ones that I did, I give them to clients as well. One is, you can just get up for a walk. So, you know, we're not even talking like a specific mobility routine here. Just get up from your desk and move. That is it. So that's what I used to do sometimes. If it was an hour, if it was an hour and a half. Like, I would start off like doing this every hour or less to try and beat the tightness. Then maybe you'll find over time, oh, I can actually kind of sit down for an hour and a half and be pretty okay. Then the tightness comes, cool. And then you'll find, oh, now I can sit for 2 hours. Like, you'll build on it over time. But what you want to do is try and beat it. Try and be proactive. If you get tight in half an hour, well, you know, it's maybe not realistic to get up every 15 minutes, but you get the idea. If you get tight every hour, get up every 45 minutes. And people won't know. Like, just go, as I'm saying, it can just be a walk. Just go to the water cooler, whatever, get some water, go for a tea break. Go for a coffee break. Just walk in, go into the bathroom, even if you don't need to go to the bathroom. Like, I've done that many times. You can do whatever. So that's one option, is just get up, go for a walk. I used to either do a lap of the building, go get tea, coffee, whatever, or even just go outside. Just to go outside, get a bit of fresh air as well, and just do a little lap of the building and come back in. So that's one option. Different option then is doing some of your mobility program. So like we said in the strategy, there should be a mobility plan there, whether it's from a coach like me or from yourself. You need some sort of plan. So that's what I used to do as well. Sometimes when I get up, maybe if I had, I don't know, two to four movement snacks in a working day, maybe two of them would just be getting up and doing the walk outside or around the building. And the other two then would be movement snacks doing my actual mobility program that I had from my coach. So I go into the disabled bathroom, lock the door, do a few movements on the floor there for 5 minutes, do a spine movement, do a neck movement, do a hip movement, feeling much better then. And you go back out refreshed to your desk, feeling so much better in terms of your body, but also your work output as well. And some companies now would have a training room. So there was a training room in Facebook. So if that was free, if there wasn't a class on, I'd go in there and do a few of the movements either. So there you go. You can just, you know, there's a few different options. Go for just a random walk, go for a break with your colleagues, whatever, or else try and actually get some of your mobility plan done in work as well. And another lens is that if you do that, now you're actually getting paid to regain your physical freedom, which is pretty cool. So that's what I did. I'd like try to get my mobility done in work. So I'm getting paid to regain my physical freedom. And what other examples? Yeah, I had the Facebook one there. Yeah, and even like to show you how it progresses throughout life. Look, when I left the 9 to 5, started doing this full time, I still do all these things. Like, it doesn't matter. As I said, I have my desk here at home. It's all the same. So even when I was traveling Asia last year, I would work from coffee shops and I'd do like 4-hour blocks in a coffee shop in the morning. Then I'd go off and train or whatever. So I know now, just like I said, I'm grand for 2 hours. Like, I'm grand for kind of two, maybe 3 hours. That'd be the limit. That's when, yeah, my neck would start to feel tight. Other things will start to feel tight, no matter. Yeah, even when you're the mobility man, as I said, these things will happen because of the environment. We're just not designed to, like, sit all day. So in the coffee shops, I get up every, like, 2 hours, go outside, get a bit of sun, do a little movement routine down the side of that cafe where no one was really watching, and come back in ready for the next 2 hours. Here at the apartment now where I live, that's what I'll do. I might do a 2-hour block, might do a 3-hour block, depends on what I'm doing. And then I'll get up, just do a few movements there in my sitting room, or else I go for just like 5 to 10 minute walks outside of little routes that I do as well. So again, even though I'm technically not in like a 9 to 5 environment or whatever, I still have my like 2 to 4 movement snacks spread throughout the day. Okay, so that is the real key. There's no secret exercise. There's no fucking perfect desk or chair, any of that shit. Like, it's just the root cause is the lack of movement. And then the way, one of the really useful tactics to address this, like I'm saying, is the movement snacks. So to conclude on that then, yeah, just like I'm saying, like, there is no fix for this. That's why it just annoys me, because I look for them for so long. There really is no kind of fix for it. You just learn how to manage it through a process. And the process, like I'm saying, you have your strategy and then you have your tactics as well. And you incorporate that into your life. That's the main thing about regaining physical freedom in your life. It's not something like you get or you pay for or whatever. It's you actually get it through prioritizing the health of the only body you'll ever have and incorporating these things into your life. That's really what it is. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to do this thing for a couple of months and then I'll be grand for life. It's like, no. More so, I understand how the body works. I understand what I need to do to keep it healthy and pain-free and, not be getting tight all the time. And I incorporate that into my daily life. Just like I'm saying there, I still do those 2 to 4 movement snacks, but it doesn't even register like that in my head anymore because I'm doing it for like 5-6 years. That's just how I live my life, because I'm someone who prioritizes my physical freedom. So that's the last thing. Like, if you want to be successful in anything long-term, it needs to change from, quote, something you do to, quote, a part of who you are. And that's when you're going to like easily just maintain this and have the physical freedom that you want. So a few examples on that then. Anytime making a podcast, I just put up a few client examples that pop into my head. For here, we had what is actually a new client. When I get a new client, they have to fill out, questionnaire and forms and different things for me. And I do ask them, is it okay to use your progress or whatever on Instagram like you see with other clients? And if they say no, that's perfectly fine. I just get these more so to show you it's not just me. Like, look, other people can get the progress and show you that you can. So one of the clients here said no, so that's why I was about to mention a name there and I was like, no, he said no. So yeah, just one of the clients recently signed up, as I had a post about this when I was talking about how to manage like chronic pain and work and going through all this stuff. And he was like, look, do you know what, that is me. I know you get what I'm on about. And we had the first session this week, actually, on Monday. So he was in New York, so it was actually 10 o'clock here, and went through it all and gave him the tactics I've just given you there, because a big part for him is he has his plan now, which he can work on, obviously, outside of work, but then he's like, how do I manage this in work? And I went through pretty much all I've gone through there, gave him the strategy, gave him the tactics of how to do it. But other clients then over the past, like Jack, Matthew and Johnny popped into my head. I'll actually put them in the description. But Jack, because what did he say? I could remember the ones that kind of said things about desks. Jack was in a car crash and he'd loads of like bulging discs and osteoporosis and all these other type of things. But where did he say? But yeah, here we go. So he said, the day after training or games, wouldn't be able to tie my shoes in the morning before work. I would seriously struggle getting up and down to the printer from my desk. Felt like breakdown was inevitable again. And you can really see it there. And he was only in his early 20s, not able to go to the printer and stuff. So yeah, skipping on. He's a really long review there, but he said like making the decision to sort this out was one of the best things that he's ever done. Yeah, sorry, what did he say? One of the best decisions that I ever made. Working with Mark now for a little under 6 months. Completed the mobility program. He's back playing championship football in Kerry and then moved on to strength program and other things as well. And he said, cannot say how thankful enough I am that I've made a decision to become a client. If you're dedicated to bring the work, Mark is your man. And even like, I love Jack's review, because listen to this next bit here, where he said, like, because it's, yeah, it'll resonate with you now. Like, from my experience over the last 3 years, no one is going to fix you except yourself. That's the key there. You know, just from giving Jack strategy and tactics, he knows how to manage it now. He said, Mark has the knowledge and experience to help anyone from any age. His commitment to wanting to help people better themselves is infectious. Cool. So you can see there from Jack. What about Matthew? Oh, yeah, Matthew. So I worked with Matthew in Facebook. We weren't actually directly working, but I met him there through jiu-jitsu in Facebook. So just to read out his little snippet, I started having terrible back pains in my lower back. For 2 weeks, the only relief I could get was lying on the ground. I had to work and sleep from that position. So a manager on Facebook, you know, really struggling, being able to work. So he said then after, my back pains are not returned, much more flexible now than any time since I was a teenager. I'm on my way to future-proofing my body as much as I can. Cannot recommend Mark highly enough. So big, big progress there from Matthew. And as he knows, just like I'm telling you, strategy and tactics around how to manage this in work. And then Johnny, I'll leave you with Johnny. Johnny's one that's kind of funny because Johnny is a bus driver. So his is a little bit of a different one. He's not an officer 9 to 5, but he has to sit a lot, obviously driving the bus. So I still remember Johnny used to be sending me like the videos from the bus, which was cool. So, you know, he'd do his trips or whatever, and bus drivers then would have gaps of hours when, you know, they're waiting on a school tour or waiting on kids or whatever, and he'd do the movements in the bus. So he'd be doing them down the back of the bus, sending me the videos and movements to check the form and stuff. So there you go. It just shows like what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to incorporate this into your life. That's the only way, whether you're a bus driver or 9 to 5 work, whatever it is, you find a way to fit it into your life with these strategies and tactics, and that's how you get the progress. So to read out his kind of snippet overall. Fractured my hip back in February 2015 when I was just 16. The hip was always on my mind as I was often worried if I started to work out in a gym, I'd do more damage as it would ache and be stiff. Halfway into the program, I was fit to do 5K runs and not feel that the bad hip was holding me back. I'm 5 weeks into the gym. I've had no issues regarding the hip whatsoever. Okay, so obviously didn't, you know, there's nothing here in the review about the bus, but obviously I remember that, yeah, we were making sure that he was doing it even on his long days on the bus. Okay, we'll leave it there for that episode. So to finish off on the 3 ways that I can help you. So physical freedom program, that's the main one, just like we're discussing there. It's about overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching your athletic potential. The other programs then, we've the mental freedom course. This is where you can stop looping and suffering and learn to skillfully navigate your own mind. Lifestyle Design University then, the last one. This is where we avoid the biggest regret of humanity and learn how to design the life true to yourself. For any follower, contact then Instagram's the place. Put up most content on Instagram if you want to follow me there. That's probably where you found me, actually. And then on the website. The website is the best place. If you want to know more information like about the programs, client testimonials, the newsletters I'm on about, the free resources, website's where I'm kind of trying to put everything now. And then in terms of contact, guywhodidn'tsettle@gmail.com or DM on Instagram is going to be the best way. Okay, so that's it. So don't settle, live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.